Israeli troops, tanks, and helicopter gunships continued their offensive in the West Bank for the fifth consecutive day, with the heaviest fighting in Ramallah and Bethlehem. 9 Palestinians and 1 Israeli soldier were reported killed. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon offered Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat what he called a one-way ticket out of Ramallah. The offer of exile was angrily rejected by Palestinian officials who vowed to die before surrendering. Israeli officials said the operations would continue despite angry protests from humanitarian and religious groups. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israeli helicopters circled over Manger Square in Bethlehem, unleashing machine gun fire at Palestinian gunmen near the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Israeli Army Colonel Miri Eisen told reporters that the gunmen were using churches and convents as cover.
They are throwing pipe bombs at us from out of the church compounds. And it's always nice to hear the one side of us firing against a church compound. We have strict orders to abstain as long as we are not under direct attack.
Palestinian witnesses said a fierce gun battle raged in the area. At one point, there was a report that a 65-year-old Italian priest had been killed while saying Mass, but church officials later said he was alive and well. The Russian Orthodox Church sent a protest complaining that Israeli troops had occupied a Russian church in Bethlehem. Sharon visited Israeli army bases today and told reporters that he was interested in seeing Arafat get out of his confinement in Ramallah, as long as he didn't come back.
It's going to be one-way ticket. We'll not be able to return.
Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called Sharon's exile offer despicable and accused the Israeli leader of pursuing a military victory with a murderous price.
The end game of Sharon is to destroy the peace process and to destroy the Palestinian Authority. And I'm sure Sharon will kill Arafat. That's the end game. They are hiding behind the big title fighting terror.
On the outskirts of Ramallah, Israeli weapons battered a security compound containing some 400 Palestinians. Israeli officials charged that wanted men were among that crowd. Palestinian West Bank security chief Jibril Rajoub spoke as his headquarters burned, saying it contained women, children, and other civilians.
I think that we have only one option, is to die rather than to surrender to the Israelis. The resolution, the decision, is to resist until the last pellet.
A few hours later, though, a truce was reached, and most, if not all, of those inside emerged from the charred compound. Israeli officials said all those not on Israel's wanted list would be released. The army also lifted the curfew on some Ramallah neighborhoods today, prompting a rush on suddenly reopened grocery stores. Palestinians swept food and supplies off the shelves, not knowing how long their access to some semblance of a normal life might last. At the Ramallah hospital, Deputy Health Minister Munzer El-Sharif was reached by telephone just as several families gathered on the hospital grounds to bury their kin. Sharif said the final humiliation was to be forced to bury their loved ones in a hospital parking lot because they were beginning to decompose for lack of space in the morgue. As the family stumbled among the named and numbered bodies, sniper fire rang out from a nearby building, witnesses said from a media building taken over last week by the Israeli army. The shots didn't hit any of the mourners, but caused panic just the same. The crowd dispersed as another ambulance arrived, delivering more wounded to the hospital. Elsewhere in the West Bank, Palestinian witnesses in Jenin reported tanks moving into that city. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.